It's Monday, the 22nd of August. 22nd of August. Getting near the end of the third week of August and into the last week. Already. Oh, time's flying. Where did the summer months go? I didn't say where did the summer go, because that's another question. Where did the summer months go? Oh yes. It's 8 a.m. It's completely overcast, but the positives are that it's very calm. Indeed, absolutely still. And the air is very warm. Might say very mild, but it's actually warm. Standing here in shorts and a short sleeve shirt as normal. And I feel as if I'm overdressed. It's not that high heat warm, it's that humid warm, very humid, because it rained yesterday. And so, high humidity today. I actually thought I felt a spitty rain in my hand. May not have been. May have been some moisture dripping from the ivy above my head. So, another Monday comes along. Great sleep last night. Oh, it was shattered. Should rewind, I suppose. Rewind to Thursday morning. Well, it's rain. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Is it the calmest rain ever so far? At the moment, anyway, it might suddenly turn into a torrential downpour. Oh. Passing flurry. What's it there? Rewind to last Thursday. I can't remember if I spoke here on Thursday morning or not, if I recorded my feelings. But on Thursday late afternoon, early evening, I was out on the bike and I had a wee incident and I came off the bike. And with a crash and a bang and a flurry and a smash. I think we need to go in the shed. Yeah. We will. Oops. Keep the device at least dry. That'll do. Oh. So, I came off the bike and quite funny actually. I'll abbreviate everything. I went flat out, as did the bike, but fortunately onto the pavement, and I, within a second or two of course, I sat back up, and a guy who was shouting out his car window, "Are you alright? You alright there?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely, I'm fine. And he says, "You sure?" Yeah, sure. "Fine, thanks." And as I lifted my hand up, my left hand up, I noticed that my ring finger was not in line with the other fingers. In fact, it was totally discombobulated. It was dislocated at the, I don't know what you call that joint. Not the knuckle, but the next joint. Is that the third joint? And was pointing in a wayward direction, I should say. So anyway, a young couple who had seen what happened rushed up to me to check it was okay and asked if I needed a hand up. I said, "No, fine, I'll get up. Until I looked at my left hand again and realised there's no way I could use that to help me get up, so I accepted their assistance. and they got me up, lifted the bike up, and my bits and pieces that had spilled from my pockets and the bike, and I told them I just stayed around the corner, about like 100 yards from the house, and they wheeled the bike round and made sure I was okay, etc. Anyway, so I had to, quite funny actually, because I had to come through the house one-handed to the back, because my wife was out, Mary was out sweeping the back, Leeds, and I had to call her to the back door and say, "Well, you need to take me somewhere. Where do you want to go?" Like, "Like, A&E." Show them my hand. Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway, as I said, I'll abbreviate it. So, went into A&E, and they were great. They took me almost immediately when they seen the hand. And within an hour and a half, I had two sets of x-rays. I had a tetanus jab. I had other gravel rash wounds in my elbow and hand, dressed and cleaned. And I had my finger relocated. Yes, I wasn't looking forward to that, but the trauma nurse gave me that wonderful stuff my wife used to speak about when she had four kids, is gas and air, or air and gas, whatever you call it, which is wonderful. I only felt severe pain for about a second, and it's gone. It was great. So anyway, an hour and a half later, we were walking back towards the car in the car park at the hospital. So my finger, I missed out an important part, actually, because the plastics register, that's, you know, plastic surgery register, I had to come down and see it, and said that the ring needs to come off, because if the finger swells up, they won't get the ring off then, and I could lose the finger. It took considerable convincing from all of the nurses and the plastic register for me to accept that the ring had to be cut off. It's been on my finger, never enough my finger in over 40 years. Not even to wash, you know, 24/7 it's been on that finger. It means a lot to me. And so they invited my wife in to help convince me to get the ring. So they brought her in from the waiting room into the trauma room and explained to her and said, "Will you tell this stubborn man of yours that he needs to get that ring cut?" I could see by her face that she wasn't keen on it, but she, you know, yeah, she realised the importance of not losing a finger. So there you go. I'm actually a wee bit emotional about that at the moment, because my wedding ring's sitting in my desk, on my desk, in front of me. Not in the house, but an open cut, you know, open. It's not the closed ring or the bond of marriage, and it's annoying the hell out of me. And I'm going to have to get it fixed, of course, but that's not the problem. The problem is I can't put it on my finger, even if it were fixed. You know, I can't. So, then a car boot on Friday morning, 4:30 arrived. By the way, the car was packed on Thursday afternoon to go to the car boot, and I was still up at 4:30 in the morning to go. I just refused to lie in bed and maybe whinge about my injury. So I got up, did the car boot. I had a long lie on Saturday, which was a very nice day anyway. Just pottered. And Sunday morning we were up at four Sunday morning, yesterday morning, to go down to the Falkirk car boot. So very tired puppies last night, both of us. We went to bed early. Couldn't keep our eyes open any longer. So I had a good sleep last night, and this morning I am feeling okay. I'm still tired, but I'm feeling fine within myself, mentally. I'm feeling quite good. Physically, I'm feeling okay, although I did come across, I thought I had a little scuff in my inner thigh, because it was kind of annoying when I walked, you know, with my shorts and that. So I checked yesterday afternoon, and I have a massive bruise, black and blue bruise in my inner thigh, which obviously came from the incident and didn't manifest itself until probably yesterday or Saturday or something. I'm not sure. So, is the rain off? Maybe I should just shut up and let you have the acoustics of the rain. I could almost do that another day. Because we get plenty of rain now. So, it's been a bit of an incident. Productive days before the incident. Tiring days with the air rises and the car boots. And the weather not being too great. Kind of gets you down. But other than that, I'm feeling okay. The thing is, I've got some things to do, as always, and I can't do them because two of my fingers are taped together, and one acting as a splint, of course. And so, yes, quite awkward. I don't know how long I have to keep this on, but there's still some bruising, and if I try to move the finger too much, there's a slight, it's, you know, like a very sharp, jagging pain, occasionally. I say occasionally, because it doesn't happen all the time, so it's maybe just the trauma. It'll be okay, I think. I hope, I pray, to get my fingers back into working operation. Anyway, so that's the story, morning glory. From the shed. Hi. And of course I am officially barred from riding the bike ever again in my life, according to Mary. Not that she know that if I'd got the chance to go on the bike on Saturday, I would have been on it. You can ride a bike with two fingers taped together, although it might just have been a wee bit painful there, the bumps. I don't know, but we'll see. It's going off back into the open world. What a difference, acoustic things. I do like my wee shed. I think it's lovely. Pardon me. It's going to be even more humid now, isn't it? Yes. Anyway, time to go.